Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Wednesday. It's, well, still hot out there. 86 right now, low 67 tonight. That won't last much longer. Tonight, we're going to talk about this idea of allowing Michiganders to walk around with concealed weapons without training or a permit. Why are Lansing lawmakers considering that? We'll find out. Also, all these reform efforts to change our education system, the curriculum, teacher evaluations, many of them probably won't work. We'll hear from an education scholar who says we need to look at Asia to find out what really works in education. But let's begin with what's happening here with President Trump. Today he said that he is the, he's been treated worse than any other politician in history by the media. Ed Brodo is with us. He's the author of In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. He's one of the nation's leading negotiation speakers. Forbes magazine called him America's leading deal maker. Ed, great to have you on WILS.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good, good. What do you agree with him? Is he being treated worse than any politician in history?
I think he's got some grounds for saying that. Yeah, I think he's being treated pretty badly. I don't know if it's worse than anybody else.
Yeah, you're a negotiations expert. Can he negotiate his way through this somehow? Or?
Yes, he can. I have a lot of confidence in him. He's just the man to deal with this. I don't think there are many people alive that can put up with this kind of pressure. But he likes it.
Well, he seems to be in a state of war with the media. Is that the way to go about this, you think?
Well, he didn't start the war. They did.
Okay. But if he's going to negotiate, right, if he's going to find some kind of truce, how would he begin doing that, you think?
Say that again?
If he wants to negotiate, if he's trying to find some kind of middle ground where the media won't attack him every day, how could he go about doing that, you think?
Well, I mean, he can't stop them from attacking him, but what he can do is defend himself. And I always like to compare him to George W. Bush, who didn't really defend himself. He let the media get away with painting him as an idiot. We still think of him as being kind of not quite very sharp. Yeah. But it was not true. He was a smart man, but the media painted him with this negative image. And he let them get away with it. Trump is not letting them get away with it, to his credit. Mm.
Who's winning right now, if you were to put Trump against the media? Who's the winner at this point?
I would give a decision to Trump.
Okay. Really?
Even though, basically, we
keep hearing the word impeachment now. It sounds like that's the hope of the media.
Wow, that's a lot of hot air, you know? That's a bunch of Democrats that still haven't gotten over the fact that they lost the election. And it's really insulting when they keep bringing up it. They were talking impeachment before he took office.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, it's absurd. It's ridiculous. But the media has absolutely disgraced itself. Time after time, they disgrace themselves with these stories that they put out there. So I give the win to Trump for pushing back and defending himself.
The hatred towards him, can you tell us what you think that's all about?
The hatred toward him?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I can tell you. I think that what's happened is that the progressive left has turned into a kind of religion. It's become a religion. And when you have a religion, you know, you feel that your agenda comes from on top of the mountain. Mm-hmm. It comes from on high. And you have a holy mission. And they feel that they have this kind of a holy mission. Yeah. To destroy him. That's where it comes from. It's wacky.
Although it's not clear really how conservative he really is. Does it go beyond his politics? Is there something about him personally they don't like?
Yes. Yes, of course. He's challenging the whole system. Mm-hmm. You know, all these people who make a living off of the government who are parasites, and he's trying to drain the swamp of these people. Mm-hmm. So they're all going nuts. They're going crazy.
Now, is he giving them ammunition, though, with the way they're dealing with communications, the way he tweets out and sometimes contradicts what his own press secretary says?
You know, that's that's like saying that, you know, if I express my opinion and somebody gets angry, that I shouldn't have expressed my opinion. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has a right to say what he thinks. And the fact is that no matter what he says, they're going to find a reason to attack him. So it really doesn't matter what he says.
Ed Broda with us here on 1320 WILS. His book, In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. At what point, Ed, do you think that Republicans may begin turning on him?
Well, they already have. I mean, there's a lot of dissension in the ranks of the Republicans. Mm-hmm. And they haven't exactly been loyal right down the line. So there's nothing new about that.
Do you imagine the House pursuing impeachment proceedings against him at some point?
No, I can't. I really can't. It's too ridiculous.
Okay. The whole world, because really they're focusing on Comey now. And the latest news, of course, that Comey kept a memo and kept details of President Trump allegedly telling him, hey, you know, back off from the Flynn investigation. How serious is that in your view?
Allegedly. I lost confidence in Comey last year when he that whole business with Hillary Clinton. I don't trust him at all. Mm-hmm. And if I have to decide whose word I'm going to take, either the president's or Comey's, I'm taking the president's word for it.
Okay. How much?
I don't think that Comey is a straight shooter.
Yeah. Well, the media, certainly, they're going to be on Comey's side. How much of a circus is this going to be this summer for us?
At this point, it's hard to say what's going to happen with that. I personally think it's going to fizzle out.
Really? Fizzle out as in...
Well, there's no there. I don't think he's going to... Comey can back that up.
Now, when it comes to dealing with the media's own interpretation of events, how do you, at this point, are you following the mainstream media at all, the daily reporting on what they're doing?
Sure.
And what do you make, because it seems like every day, it's from their perspective, we're closer and closer to some resignation or some event that'll end his presence.
Yeah, but as I said, that's all a lot of propaganda that they're putting out. And they, you know, they love it. They're feeding on it. It's a disgrace. I mean, it's a disgrace for journalism. The Washington Post put that story out that about Trump that was just full of innuendo, unsubstantiated sources. It was from a journalistic standpoint, it totally undefendable.
Well, they've got the anonymous sources, right? But that's not new, right? Journalists have been doing that for decades, right?
Yes, but that doesn't make it right. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there used to be a purpose to that. You know, when somebody from the State Department said such and such, but it has been perverted to such an extent that whatever they want to say, all they have to do is say, "Well, according to an anonymous source." Mm-hmm. So, how can you take that seriously?
So, you're saying what they should hold off on reporting something until they have somebody that's willing to come out in public and talk about it?
Or? It's called evidence. You're not supposed to make something up and then report on it as though it's fact.
Right. Well,
that's called yellow journalism.
True, but they say their sources are their evidence. They have these trusted sources. I mean, do you think?
Yeah, but then they won't tell us who their sources are.
Right. Well, but that's part of how it works, right? They have the confidential sources, and we trust that they're at least being.
No. That's not how journalism is supposed to work. See, we've become so jaded that we accept that as the norm. That is not the way it's supposed to work. If you're a journalist, you're supposed to have evidence to support what you have to say. You don't come out with accusations that are based on hearsay and vague allegations. You just don't do that.
Tell me this. Do you think there is some bit of truth in what's being reported by the New York Times, by the Washington Post?
Some bit of truth?
Yeah, I mean, do you think the story may not be fully correct, but there is some aspect to it that is truthful?
Let me put it this way. Anything is possible, but I personally am not going to accept anything until I see some evidence. Until that point, it's all speculation, and I don't take it seriously.
Ed Broda with us. The book is In Lies We Trust. Ed, what in your view, in terms of Donald Trump as a politician, how do you evaluate his truthfulness to the public?
Well, one of the things about Donald Trump that you have to love is that he says what's on his mind. Unlike Obama, who never know what the hell he was thinking, but Donald Trump will tell you what he's thinking. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's not such a good, you know, when he told Judge Ginny Impero that he was thinking about ending the press briefings, he was thinking out loud. So you really have a very good sense of where he's at. And in that sense, he's very transparent. On the other side, sometimes he tends to exaggerate a bit.
Right. Now, you say how the press basically bowled over President Bush and it made him out to be a dumb person, but the Monmouth University just put out a poll. 58% of respondents believe that the media's coverage of Trump is hurting his image. How much of an effect do you think they'll end up having, no matter how he responds to them?
Well, first of all, I don't put a lot of faith in these polls. These polls are generally skewed, and you really have to look at them. You got to take them with a grain of salt.
Do you think the media is damaging, though, his image? Do you think the public views him in a worse way?
Well, you know, I think that what happened, what was proved during the election, is the more the media attacks him, the better it helps him. In fact, I wrote an article that I think that the media indirectly was responsible for his being elected, because there were a lot of independent people who decided to vote for Trump simply despite the media, because they were so angry at all of the negativity and vituperation coming from the media. And so that's only helping him.
Indeed, and we'll see if it continues to do so. Ed Brodo, the book is In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. Ed, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Thank you.